Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, we're 10 minutes away from giving you that vault password to hook you up so that you can go inside the vault to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. Yes, it's back, and we play twice a day.
There you go.
So we're going to play here in about 10 minutes, and then an hour from then. So if you don't get in, there's plenty of opportunity this week.
Two times every day.
Two times? Kelly, did you have a dream?
I did.
About
Kid Craddock.
About Kid Craddock.
Oh, like, really?
And I never have dreams about him. Everybody always says, you know, especially right after he died, they had all these dreams about him, and I just didn't.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, and I was feeling left out. And then out of nowhere, Friday night, so I woke up Saturday morning, and I went and got some coffee, and I was talking to my husband. I said, I just had the most real dream about Kid. It was, like, so real. Hmm. It was not, like, any big monumental thing.
Yeah.
It was Jenna was doing a break on the show.
Uh-huh. Okay. Congrats, Jenna.
I made the dream.
I made
the
dream.
Yeah, we always ask that. Were we in the dream?
But it was really long. And you just wouldn't stop talking. So I left. I was going to go run some errands. You know, in your dream.
Yeah,
in the middle of a break?
Everything makes sense in your dream.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I left to go run a few errands while you were doing your bit.
Were you listening on the way to run your errands?
I don't know. And so when I came back, Kid was outside the studio, and he was leaned over a rail, and he was smoking a cigarette. And he was just sitting there looking around. I walked up, and I said, hey, he's like, I can't believe you left.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Kid, she wouldn't stop talking. I made it back in plenty of time. He said, but we have to do liners. I said, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm not. And we just thought he was mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, it was regular.
Yeah, and that was it. But I never had any. It was just as real.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was mad at me because I left.
Yeah, I mean, we were
and
doing
was,
a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would probably make
him upset.
It's like, and it's time to do liners. Well, I didn't miss the liners. I wasn't late.
So you guys got into an argument in your dream.
No, it was just like, but it was so real.
Yeah.
And it was like I could touch him.
See,
and, he was mad at me, which was appropriate because that's, you know.
Your relationship.
Our relationship. In a nutshell.
Yeah, I haven't had a dream about Kid in a while.
I don't know.
I don't think I have either.
Ever since he finally spoke. Because I had dreams about him, but he would mostly be playing the piano and never spoke in them until he finally stopped playing the piano one day and said, how's Ryan? And then remember, I woke up that morning and had a missed call from Ryan Cabrera, who was a mutual friend of ours.
Wow.
You might have rolled over and seen that it was him and then
went
back to sleep.
Maybe.
I mean, that's kind of odd. I don't know.
I know.
Sometimes
it's
you
weird.
Wake up and you don't remember
it. Yeah, there's
it.
Subconscious stuff.
Something
but I'm
happened.
Just like, wonder what that means. What is Kid trying to tell me?
I don't know.
Are they still mad at me?
Maybe.
And don't leave during
but
the middle of Jenna
got
bits.
Over it. Yeah, don't leave him in. Jenna needs to edit herself. She was talking way
yeah,
too
that's
long.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. Jenna talks too much.
Dream Jenna's talking too much.
That was my big mysterious dream. I'm happy
cool.
I had it.
Very cool, yeah.
I had something happen to me while I was in Nashville that felt like it should have been a dream. Because this was weird.
Now, you're in Nashville with how many guys?
Me and three of my best friends from elementary school. We met when we were in fourth grade when I moved up into that neighborhood living in the hood. And so, yeah, I've been friends with these guys since fourth grade. And my buddy finally got pregnant. He and his wife got pregnant. They've been trying for a long time. And thanks to IVF, they were able to have a baby, or they're going to have a baby. So we're doing a bachelor party.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we're blending in with all the bachelor and bachelorette parties because... Men are there's a ton out there in Nashville. It's all bachelor and bachelorettes, all of them. And on Saturday, we decided to go watch a little bit of hockey at a bar, just a regular chill bar, nothing too crazy.
Was this on the schedule, or did y'all veer from the schedule?
Believe it or not, Kelly, we veered off the schedule completely.
Yeah.
We canceled
Good.
The stay. We just went like, let's just feel it out and go.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go watch the hockey game, and it was, you know, sun was still out, having a good time. We're just drinking some beers at the bar. When all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder.
Okay.
And I turn around, and there's this lady who's probably in her late 50s, maybe early 60s. She's got dream catcher earrings, like those long ones. She's got the slightly dreaded hair.
Bohemian.
Yeah, and she's got like a cool gypsy-type dress going on, like hippie-ish. And she just taps me on my shoulder.
All right.
And she goes, I was drawn over here.
Oh, wow.
So at that moment, my three friends hear that, and they turn around. They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, but you're like, I'm married, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. So, so she goes, I was drawn over here. I have a message for you.
Oh,
Ooh,
my.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. I said, yeah. And she goes, you're very stressed.
Wow.
You're stressed.
I'm like, you could just tell by tapping me on my shoulder that I'm very stressed.
Tension in their shoulders.
And she wants to help you release those.
And honestly, I was very stressed. I had something happen to my house before leaving. I had to cancel my flight and switch it, and then it was delayed. So I was very stressed coming into this trip. And I said, okay.
Feel that in your aura.
But I said, I think most people are stressed, right, ma'am? I said that back to her, and she says, your kids are okay.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, wait a second.
Weird.
I'm like, my kids are okay.
Well,
first of all,
she probably sees the baby arm.
The tattoos. Yeah, I mean, that's what I figured. Foot. I'm like, first of all, how does she know I have kids?
Yeah, the tattoo of the hands. And the
number
feet.
Two, what's wrong with my kids? Why is she telling me they're okay?
They're nothing, because they're okay.
Yeah, I said, thank you. And she says, I sense you want more out of your father.
Oh, my.
And I was like, okay. And she goes, but you can't. Because of the distance.
What?
Whoa.
And now I'm like, this lady's a listener.
So I said, hold on one second. I was like,
because your birth dad lives in France.
Yeah.
Now.
So I said, what, and distance?
You're the guy who raised you, lives in California. Yeah. So both of them.
It could be both. So I said, what distance are you talking about? And she goes, he's in Europe.
Whoa.
You're in Texas. And my friends are sitting there.
You're in Texas?
Just sitting there.
Did
with...
Did you have something? Do you have a Cowboys jersey on?
No, I had just regular...
You had some giveaway?
I had jorts and t-shirts. Nothing.
It was the jorts.
Yeah, I guess the jorts gave it away.
Yeah.
My
that
friends,
guy lives in Texas.
So I'm looking over to my right and my left, and my friends are just sitting there with their eyes wide open and their mouths open, because I'm thinking they're playing a prank on me.
Yeah.
But their facial expressions... Tell me otherwise.
They're really good actors, maybe.
They're not.
No.
They're awful actors.
She asked for more money, for more news.
So she goes, you live in Texas. And I said, okay. That started freaking me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, what's happening here? So she keeps going. And I'm looking around, waiting for the camera. It's like, this is a TV show, somebody's filming something. So I said, okay. And she goes, and this is where the crazy happens. This is where I completely
was the earth.
Yeah, oh my gosh. This is where, like, my stomach dropped, and I got my skin. It was hot. I got goosebumps. Like,
what?
I was cold. She goes, your grandmother and uncle want me to tell you that they are okay. And that you're going to be okay. Don't be afraid.
Your grandmother
and I'm getting goosebumps. Look at my freaking arm right now. It's seriously.
Yes.
It's one of those where, like.
Because they're dead.
To give you the background, my grandmother passed away shortly after my uncle did, which happened when I was about 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm like, okay, I looked at her and I was like, how do you know about my grandma and my uncle? And she says, I told you I had a message. You young men enjoy Nashville. And she walks away.
No!
And again, I'm getting goosebumps again.
Why'd you chase her down? Ma'am!
I was just left in such shock, you know, when you're like, I look to my right and I'm like, what was that? What, like, why?
What's your friend's
name? Why me?
Yeah.
So my buddies are like, so Frank, who's the best man at my wedding, he goes, did someone spike our drinks? Are we on drugs or something? But he said that. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it felt. And so my buddy Eric goes,
kicking in.
My buddy Eric goes, man, that was weird. And then our other buddy Josh goes, so was she hitting on you? But I didn't see her again. She just walked away. I wish I would have gone and... She didn't ask for money. She didn't tell me she was a medium. She just... I have a message for you.
She was a ghost whisperer.
The psychic stuff.
So cool.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird, but cool.
Very cool.
So weird. I want to go on that Hollywood medium thing now.
That's even better than having a stripper at the bachelor party. I mean, you had a psychic.
Yeah. We didn't call her or nothing. She just showed up.
You didn't ask her about lottery numbers?
No, I was just... She just walked away like nothing.
Into
the sea. Yeah.
Wow.
And I
freaked me to...
A few minutes later, I was like, I'm going to go look for this lady.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her. She was, I don't know if she was just walking around tapping people on the shoulder and just doing her medium thing.
Wow.
Medium news.
Medium news. Okay. All right, let's give away the code, the password.
Oh, man.
And I'm still waiting to see if that's going to be a show or something. I swear I was on some hidden camera thing.
No.
All right, we got your password for Beat the Bank, Kid Nation. You're going to need this. We'll have you call in within 10 minutes. You give us the password, we'll hook you up. And that password this hour, which is going to change next hour.
Yeah.
The password is hockey. Hockey is your password for Beat the Bank, which means your chance to win up to $1,000 is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we're excited. Beat the Bank is back.
Mm-hmm.
That means more Big Al Mac raps.
Yep, yep.
More money for you and for your wallet. We gave you the password. Now you just need to get in and claim your money. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give me a number, Jenna.
13.
Call number 13. You'll get the first shot at going inside the vault. But remember, you need to have that password. Because if you don't, we'll move on to the next person until we find someone who remembers that password.
Got it.
That we give you every day at 710 and 810 Central. Couple of text messages coming in about that lady that talked to me in Nashville.
Yeah.
Maybe when she said, because I said, if you're just joining us, I was in Nashville with some buddies of mine. A lady randomly walked up to me at a bar, tapped me on the shoulder, said she had a message for me, said the kids are okay, don't worry. I know you want a better relationship with your father, but the distance is an issue. And then she said where he lived, basically, and she said Europe. She didn't say France or anything, but
that's
she said
tricky,
Europe.
Man.
She said where I lived. And then she said that my grandma and my uncle, who passed away many years ago, said that I'm going to be okay and they're okay.
And she didn't say anything that was incorrect.
No. Crazy. It was really quick.
You know, sometimes fortune tellers will say, like, yeah, things, they'll kind of things. Guide yeah. you in a way.
No, she yeah. didn't really ask me questions. She just said things and then turned around and walked away. Just like that. Didn't continue conversation. I wish I could have talked to her longer, but I was just, my friends and I were in such shock. That when she walked away, we just stood there. We just looked at each other like, did that really just happen?
It's freaky.
Maybe when she said kids are okay, she meant kid is okay. And she misrepresented it. Because that could happen in the medium world.
Yes.
That could have been kid, not my kids. Because that's the only one where I was like, my kids are okay. Well, of course they're okay. They're with their mom right now. Like, but maybe.
He came to me in my dream.
Uh-huh. And yeah, he came to you in your dream this weekend, Kelly. Another text says, what if she was a ghost?
But then your friend saw her. But maybe that's you were the only four that saw her.
Right. Because we tried to look for her a few minutes after that because we wanted to go and be like, yo, is this a trick? Is this...
It's a trick.
I did think about this. Was she a listener of the show?
Right.
But she didn't strike me as that.
Yeah.
Usually if somebody's a listener of the show, they'll come up and say, hey, love the show. Let's take a picture. Or
she could have been a quirky listener.
She could have been.
Up in Nashville.
But a lot of people believe in this medium, and because of this instance, I've always been on the line with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I believe it or not, but I do appreciate
it,
and I want to believe
it. Open to it.
And look, I watch Hollywood Medium, and I'm watching it, going like, "Dang, this guy's good." Tyler's his name, right? Or something
like that.
And so I watch it. I want to believe in it, but it just I don't know if I can, just because scientifically speaking, it's probably impossible.
I know. It's entertainment at some level, right?
Yeah. The same exact thing happened to my niece about 6 months after my mom passed away. The medium told my niece things only our family knew happened afterwards without leading her into it.
But the interesting thing is this woman sought you out. You didn't go to a psychic medium.
Right,
it's not like you were going anywhere for answers.
No, I didn't go to an office. I was at a bar, a random bar in Nashville, out of the hundreds of bars with the hundreds of thousands of people walking those streets.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even on the main street. I was off the main path. And I wasn't even facing her when she walked up to me. My back was to her, and she tapped me on the shoulder.
Stress drew her to you.
You had an aura.
Yeah, she said I was stressed, which is true. My pipe had just burst at the house. Hi, JC.
We did an update on that, even though I don't think we talked about it on the air.
No, it happened after the show.
We'll have to give the rundown on what happened.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Can't wait.
Come on. It's fascinating.
Things happen to houses sometimes.
And
sometimes the kids have to get to school.
You got to talk about it.
You've got to tell the story.
It's funny.
Give us the opening line.
Just tell us.
Now. No, we can do it later if we don't have time now.
I can do it later. Yeah, I can do it later.
It's just a great story.
I would have done things differently.
It's a good.
And I understand sometimes when you're in a stressful situation, reactions are not what it should be. Yeah.
You know, who are we to judge how we would react in a crisis situation?
And you know what? My wife stayed really cool, calm, and collected.
Yes.
But she
stayed very calm.
like a little too calm.
Like peace.
Like peace out.
Yeah, I'm not at the house right now, but it might be getting flooded cool. You know?
We'll get into that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. I don't know if she wants me to.
That's an interesting story.
It's funny.
It's funny and interesting.
Now that we know that
there wasn't
bad
things happen. And this one, too. JC, this is Kelly Reagan from Corpus Christi. I totally believe in mediums. as one of my twins has been showing abilities since she was very young. The paranormal has become a part of our lives, and the day she and her twin were born, I'm glad you got such a great message. I would love to talk to if you have somebody in your family that has the power.
I'm not proclaiming that I have any kind of psychic abilities, but I'll tell you one time, and it was so vivid, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I was sitting in a bar in Miami, and this woman walked in and walked past me, and I was overcome with, I started shuddering.
Really?
And I got cold and clammy, and I was like, I sense so much evil in this woman.
She's a killer.
I felt so much evil in this woman. I had to get up. She sat like around the corner of the bar from me. I had to get up and move because I could just feel this was an evil woman, and I've got to get away from her.
But you never found out who she was?
I don't know who she was, but that's the only time I've ever had that kind of sensation, like, oh my gosh, I am in the presence of evil and I've got to get away. Jeez. I've never felt that before or since.
Wow.
But I remember it very, I got shuddery kind of thinking about it again just then.
Like
have you ever had that kind of?
No, not that
and
feeling.
I don't think I'm psychic or anything like that, but I just, it was just like, she just walked by me. I was like, I got to get away from her.
You probably sense well, like dog sense in humans.
Yes.
You got dog sense.
I mean, I get that feeling when I run into an ex.
Beat the bang. A pharmacist gives pills and ointments. This weekend, Blake gave me disappointment. Beat the bang.
It's nothing to do with winning money, but okay.
Nothing at all. Just top of my mind.
Out, working it out.
My man.
Yeah.
All right, we asked for call number 13.
Yeah.
Reagan, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great now.
Yeah, yay. You are. Congratulations on getting through. What are you up to right now?
I just walked into work, and I'm hoping to win some money.
Heck yeah, you are. What do you do for work?
I work for a dermatologist.
Oh.
That's a fun job.
Skin on fleek.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always getting to try out cream.
I know.
Lasers.
Yeah,
well,
the guinea pig.
Do you get to be the girl that's in the corner taking notes?
No, I'm not that girl. I'm the biller.
Oh, you're the biller. Okay.
I know.
You're the one that's really nice to us afterwards.
Mm-hmm. This is how much you earn.
Gotta get the money.
You dropped the money line on us very nicely without making us feel
scared.
Yes.
I try.
All right. Well, here's how it's going to work. We're going to ask you to step up to the vault right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's step up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Hockey.
Reagan, congratulations. You just gained access to the vault.
Step one is complete.
Step one is complete. And if you're sitting on the phone lines and you're sitting in your car going, dang it, I wish you would have gotten it wrong, it's okay. We got another chance for you coming up in less than 1 hour. But right now, it's all about you, Reagan. Here's how it works. You're going to be inside with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. Now, that could get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will take away from this vault. Now, if he does not, if the door closes, I'm sorry, it's the first time we've done it in a couple weeks. If the door closes on you, you're not going to get anything, okay, Reagan? And we don't want that. So make sure you feel it out and you say stop as loud as you can so we can hook you up.
Okay.
Even if it goes all the way to $1,000, you still have to say stop.
Yeah, yes. Thank you all for that.
I got it.
All right.
My next one will be flawless, I promise.
I know it.
All right, Reagan, let's win some money. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $50, $120, $150, $230, $420. 550, 660, 690, 780.
Stop.
There you go. All right. Good job.
Okay. Oh, look at that golf clap from the show right there.
Yeah.
$780 for you, Reagan. What are you going to do with that money?
Pay bills.
Oh, yay! Let's grab a couple and buy yourself something nice, though. You know, pay those bills, but then buy yourself something.
Yeah.
Such a Monday thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay bills.
Pay some. Oh, I got to pay my
I got to pay my rent.
Oh, dang.
I'll do something fun with it, too.
Oh, no.
All right, Reagan, you just reminded us. All right. Hey, Reagan, just for fun, though, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness.
Awesome.
Very good.
Well,
yay.
Good
She's got that psychic sense.
Yeah. Are you a medium?
I am.
Yes.
Part medium.
Part medium.
Is your shirt a medium, JC?
No, this is a large.
Okay.
Maybe extra large. No, it's a large. Anyways, Reagan, thank you for playing. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. Hold on for us. We'll play again. Less than 1 hour away. We'll hook you up with another password. You'll need that to go inside the vault like Reagan just did and win your money. Up to $1,000 would beat the bank. That's how we roll right there. And we want to get into some pettiness, Kid Nation.
Give me a E.
A.
Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
But we're just petty on Mondays, so we want you to pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the petty things you do to the people in your life or the people you come across.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of people call us in and let us know the petty things they do. Like, it started with our girl Anna from KID TV,
mm-hmm.
who just let her phone ring while her boyfriend was calling her because he was not responding to her text earlier.
Petty.
So she just sat there and watched it ring and go to voicemail.
Petty.
Because she wanted to be a little petty. So if you've been feeling petty and you've done petty things, we want to hear all about it next.
It's the KID Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Reagan. Won $780 with Beat the Bank. Yes.
Reagan.
Well played. And she bailed out at the very last second.
Right? For one for one.
And if you're sitting in your car and you're going, wait a second, Beat the Bank is back. Of course.
It is.
Of course it's back. And in fact, we're going to hook you up with another password here in about 30 minutes. And then we'll play in about 40 because we have you call in 10 minutes or within 10 minutes after giving you the password. And then it's up to you. Going up against that banker.
Yep.
See how much money you can pull out from them. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes where Kelly Raspberry will catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood over the weekend.
I'm going to try. There was a lot.
There was so much. So
can't get it all in.
The top 5 things that went on in Hollywood. How about that?
Okay.
And we got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 40 minutes as well. So if you need some love advice from our love expert, we got you.
It's a lot.
So much to get to. So much.
Oh. Ooh, thunder.
And the thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes.
That's the first song that popped in your mind.
Yeah. Is that not?
Thunder.
Thunder.
You know what? Imagine Dragons.
And the thunder.
Imagine Dragons is on the radio so much, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to saturate the market.
Yeah.
I didn't want to saturate the market. Thunder. That is a good song, though. Thunder! Hear the thunder! Yeah, I didn't know we were going to get that this morning, but very nice.
A surprise.
I know. I usually smell it.
Smell the rain?
Say that.
I do. I usually smell the rain. Like, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
I did not smell it at all, and it's pouring.
Oh, man. Well, the phone lines are ready. Because
give me a E.
Everybody's looking forward to...
Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty.
Petty Monday, everybody. All right.
I like this bit.
Our phone number is
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Angela wrote us on the text and said, my husband made me mad last week because he wouldn't tell me I was right. So, I blocked him on my phone. And now he's been trying to figure out why I don't get his messages. Also, my bad, I forgot about it until you guys announced it was Petty Monday. So now he can message me again. Thank you.
Man.
Angela, well played. Keeping it petty all the time. That's how you do it. Hey, Kendall.
Hi.
So who are you petty towards?
I'm petty toward my father.
Oh, what happened?
What'd you do? What happened?
Okay, so my parents got a divorce, and he gave my mom the car, and he said he felt bad for me that I would never be able to afford a car payment. So I went and traded it in and got a new Jeep Grand Cherokee.
You traded in your mom's car?
No, I traded it. It was my car, but he gave it to my mom in the divorce.
Oh, gotcha. So okay.
Yeah, I went and traded it in and got a better version.
Oh. Yes, you did. Get yourself a car. I'll show you, Dad.
Yeah. I don't understand how that works, but that's okay. I don't understand.
She went around. She still got her car.
I'm just going with it, Kelly.
Screw Mom.
Jenna, you have a petty?
I don't understand. It reminds me of something. I'm not as petty now as I was in my 20s. But
uh-huh.
When I wanted to get larger boobs when I was in college. And my dad just kind of offhanded, he was like, I'm not paying for that. And if you make the money, you can do it. And he just kind of did it in a throwaway. I think thinking there's no way. I had never had a job before, so
uh-huh.
There's no way that I would be able to make the money. So I made $5,000, but I had it all in ones, waiting tables. So I gave it to my dad all in ones. I said, here you go. Look who made the money.
Making it rain.
Did you say, don't ask questions, Dad?
Yeah, he was like, where is she been working?
Don't ask questions.
No, I was a waitress at Jay Alexander's.
Why are they all folded lengthwise?
Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
So what do you do to your husband?
Whenever he irritates me or makes me mad, I send him a Venmo request for emotional damages.
The Venmo's the best way to be petty, isn't it?
It's the best.
Yes.
How much do you usually ask for the emotional damage, Kendra?
Usually it's like $7-$8. Depending on what he does, if he makes me really mad, I'll just find something on Ulta or Sephora, and whatever that is equivalent to, I send that with a little note.
That's awesome.
Have you ever paid?
No, but he'll go and buy me stuff, so he gets the tip at least.
Okay. Thank you, Kendra. You have a wonderful week. Speaking of wives being petty to their husbands, when my husband and I get in an argument, I wait for him to walk off, and if he has a Coke can right there, I shake it. It explodes on him every time.
Oh, dang. That's petty.
Oh, that would make me so mad.
That's petty.
That would make me so mad.
And he hasn't
figured it out.
No,
he's like, why are all my Cokes exploding? Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
So, you did this to your boss?
Well, no, actually, it was a health inspector. I was a restaurant manager, and he came in one day, and he wrote me a ticket for not wearing a hairnet, even though I was out in the dining area only. So I found out his home address, and I signed him up for every magazine and book of the month club, including Penthouse, Hustler, and Playboy, and I know he was married.
Oh, my gosh.
Tammy, that is...
Well, do that to a health inspector.
If you're going to go petty, go full petty like Tammy.
Put on the dang hairnet.
And now she feels better.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Do you wear that hairnet now, though?
Well, no, I wasn't even required in the part of the dining room I had. It wasn't a fast food place. It was a kettle, which is like Benny's type thing.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. That's of every kind of subscription.
Terrible.
Hi, Austin.
How's it going?
Doing great, man. So we'll continue with being petty towards the boss here. What'd you do?
I would call him off of unknown numbers late at night to mess up his sleep schedule.
You were able to get how did you switch your number? Through a website?
The *69.
Yeah.
And then call him late at night.
Oh, it's *67.
*67.
He knew it was you.
Like, why is Austin calling me all the time? Just to wake him up at night. Thanks, Austin.
Oh, no.
Wait, it is? No, I think Austin probably used the right one, hopefully.
I love the idea that he didn't.
Right.
Yeah, go with that one.
From the text, my husband and I have the same Facebook account, and I accidentally logged into his Instagram instead of mine and started unfollowing all the girls on his page. Hashtag Petty Monday. He's just looking at some workout girls. It's all good.
I wonder how husbands get away with that. It'll pop up in my newsfeed that someone's husband liked this photo of this girl in a thong. And I'm like, do other people see this or are they just cool? Is everyone comfortable?
Yeah, forward those to me.
Well, I'm equal opposite. I think if my wife told me, I don't feel comfortable with you following this, I would probably unfollow. But she's cool with it.
Yeah, because if you make her feel secure and fine, then you don't care. As a girl, we don't really care.
And I want to be equal opportunity to both the workout guys and the workout girls. So you want to have a...
That's what it is.
Does she follow a lot of guys?
No, she likes following girls mostly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pictures of girls are normally better.
They are.
True.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I follow for the subs. For the supplements.
For the subs?
Yeah, for the subs. The discounts. What's up, Ashley?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday.
You don't sound petty.
No, but she is.
What do you do?
Okay, so I am the cook in my husband and I's relationship. And if we were to ever get into an argument or anything, I feed him vegan meals. He's not vegan.
But he doesn't like vegan food.
No, of course not.
Oh, no. It's a lot of meatless meatball Mondays.
Meatless meatballs.
That sounds like a
boy. Y'all are something else.
We need to learn how to be petty from the ladies. Thank you, Ashley.
And does it give y'all more satisfaction when you're petty and we don't even realize it, like the Coke can or this this thing here.
You're just doing it without thinking.
You're doing it. We're so stupid and oblivious. We don't even realize that y'all are getting
it. Yeah, it makes the petty even better when you don't even know what we're doing.
I'm pretty sure this Kid Nation member spent a couple nights on the couch after this petty moment he had with his wife. From the text, talk about being petty. My wife came home from work the other day and told me she was hungry and wanted me to take her somewhere she's never been before. So I took her to the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I would love to see her reaction when you did that, my man.
Here, honey.
Here. Where are we going? Somewhere you've never been before.
I'd laugh.
Oh, man. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What'd you do to a guy at the gym?
This one guy has, like, a particular, like, routine that I've always noticed, and it starts with him, like, taking pictures in the mirror, but he told me one time that I needed to stay in the women's area at the gym, and I got so upset at this, and I realized that we pretty much do the same thing, I just don't have a set routine.
Yeah.
So, one day I waited for him to take his pictures, and I went to his, like, particular routine, and I did it as slow as possible and made him wait for his, like, machines. And I just sat there while he just had his arms crossed and just watched me, and I was like, you're going to wait.
I like that you did that.
The gym bully. Excuse me.
Go back over there in that woman section of the gym.
The woman section.
The woman section of the gym.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was a women's section at the gym.
A different gym.
Or not knowing that. Hi, Lauren.
Playmates, I think, is considered the men's section, I think.
What's your Petty Monday?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so yesterday was laundry day, and my husband knows where the laundry room is. Well, he decided to dump all his laundry in the middle of the hallway.
Mm.
And I left it there so he could pick it up. And he didn't. We had to step through it all day yesterday and today.
Now it's a battle.
This morning, I hid his keys, I turned off his phone, hid inside his laundry, and I made him look for it.
A scavenger hunt his laundry. Oh, my gosh.
That was so mean.
He got my phone and tried calling it. I was like, sorry, babe. I turned it off.
Dang! You're a savage, Lauren.
I am.
Oh, man.
Did he pick up his laundry?
Did he finally do it?
Yeah, he finally picked up his laundry. He's like, oh, well, thank you so much for everything. I was like, yeah, thank you. Now take me to Olive Garden.
Better is a bottomless bowl of salad.
Yeah. Oh, I like to say the breadsticks.
Breadsticks,
endless,
man.
An endless stick.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Lauren. Thank you for that call. From the text, I paid for a bridesmaid's dress to be shipped to my house from Baton Rouge to my house. I live 2 hours away. Well, the bride actually picked up my dress for me. The bridal shop refused to reimburse me for the shipping, so I drove the 2 hours there to give it back so they'd have to ship it to me.
Oh, my God. I want to get my $18 cigar.
Oh, it's the principle.
One way or the
it's
other.
It's the principle.
That is the ultimate petty right there. Man, we had some good petty.
Got your back.
Hey, if we didn't get to you this week, hold on to your petty. We'll do it again next week because it's been a home run every time, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hopefully you have another rap out because we're going to need it. Because right now we're just going to ask Kid Nation to call us.
We hadn't solicited for the call yet, but I didn't want to panic like I wasn't paying.
Listen, Kid Nation, today's the first day of Beat the Bank, so we're going to have some whoopsie daisies going on.
Nice, Al.
I screwed up the first round.
All right.
This time, sometimes we play the wrong ones. Trey, what happened?
It's just on me. I hit the wrong button and wasn't paying. I was like, oh, yeah, it's 18.
Like
we're
said,
playing the game now.
We're going to mess up a little bit on the first day of Beat the Bank. It's all good.
You were ready. You're like a half-dog dog.
My man, though.
We heard the noise.
I was on a different page on my computer. I'm like, okay, I guess I missed something, but I didn't panic.
How many people in their car are like, wait a minute,
right?
I didn't get in.
You're going to have another rap here in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Then,
so. All right, buddy.
No freestyle.
No problem.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And be caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank. Make sure you have that password. We just gave it to you less than 10 minutes ago. And if you get it wrong, we'll keep going until we find someone who has this hour's password. And we'll play again tomorrow, twice a day, when we play Beat the Bank. While we wait for a player, a Kid Nation member to get in, let's get our love expert in here, Kelly Raspberry.
Hello.
Who has been giving love advice for years.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the nation's top love experts.
Yep.
Yep, according to our show. And many listeners.
According to those surveyed.
According to those surveyed, and the people surveyed, we're in staff. Yes. So, congratulations, Kelly. You're top in the world.
Thank you.
So, let's get to it. We call this segment... Love Letters! Love Letters to Kelly!
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together on and off since we were teenagers. We've only been married a few months now. But my husband has always had more than one woman. Now, I know people change, and I'm all for it, but the only big problem I have is during one of our off periods, he dated my cousin. I didn't know anything about this while it was happening, and later found out he has always said they were just friends, and he loves the kids, not her. I find that hard to believe since he still keeps in contact with her, but just to see her son, whom we pick up and take places with our kids, he thinks it shouldn't bother me at all. Well, the truth is it does. It makes me sick to my stomach. He has told me he's not turning his back on the kid, and I need to just understand that. I guess he doesn't understand how it makes me feel that he was sleeping with both of us for years and lying about it.
Oh.
Why can't he understand this is hard for me? Am I being childish, or is my husband being selfish? P.
I don't understand. Okay, so he sees other women... But the cousin's the one that got you,
right?
Isn't that so, has she accepted other women? But it's the cousin that crossed the line.
It's the cousin.
Well, he's not picking.
He still sees her and the child.
But he's always had other women on the side.
But yeah, but he doesn't pick up the girl. But he doesn't pick up the other woman's kids, though.
They got married. He used to have multiple women, but then they got married, and it's supposed to be just them.
Oh, I thought they continued after they got married. I guess I misunderstood the letter.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know, because she said, I know people change, and I'm all for it. The only problem I have is during one of our off periods, he dated my cousin.
Oh.
And now he's really close with the kid.
Hmm.
So, you were asking me what? What is she asking? I don't understand what she's asking me. If she can put her foot down?
Is she being childish?
You can be whatever you want to be, but he's told you how it is.
Ooh.
Oh. So, you can act any way you want to act.
That's right. That's
You've true. Put up with
true story.
Bad behavior. And if it's forgiven it time and time again.
But now it's in the family.
But now it's in the family. Suddenly that crossed the final
That's
line.
What I
you?
Never understand about women that Here's you're fine thing. With a man doing this, 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 and this. And then you get married and suddenly it's like rules, rules, rules. He's the same person.
Right. So you accepted all this and now you're asking me if it's okay for you to. You feel any way you want.
Mm hmm.
But he's told you how it is. So there you go.
Mm hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you pick bad, you're going to... That's what you end up with. You've forgiven it. And these are the consequences. So you can just suck it up and live with it because you've accepted it this long. Or you can decide, I'm not going to put up with it anymore, so now I'm going to leave. Those are your choices. But he's told you how it is, so it's up to you how you deal with it. I don't care how you feel about
it.
Honestly, I don't care how you feel about it.
So if you marry, so he's married.
You
to her.
Feel the way you feel, but that's too bad.
And then,
I mean,
I guess I don't understand.
She's worried he's still in love with the cousin.
Oh.
How about Uncle Daddy?
Okay. Well, he's still with you.
Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations.
Move in the cousin and the nephew and the kid.
This is the most convoluted. I don't know why I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around this letter.
It's very confusing.
You've let him get away with it for forever until now it's a problem, and now you're expecting him to suddenly drop everything. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's he going to sit next to at the family reunion?
She's not asking me if she should leave him. She's not asking me if she should do it. She's asking me, is she okay to feel this way? Sure.
Yeah.
You can feel any way you want to feel.
There you go.
There you go. Asked and answered.
Okay.
I don't get that letter at all.
The Kelly furnace has been lit.
Mm. I just don't, you know.
Fired up.
It's fired up and it's ready to go.
There you go.
I'm trying to. Was I rude?
No, you're not rude. You're being. You have to be. You have to get it how it is, Kelly. That's the point. That's how a love expert works. You know,
women pick bad
love letters. I know. Love letters to Kelly. All right, speaking of picking guys, let's see how this girl did. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been together for 8 years and married for five. We were 18 and 21 when we got together. Ended up having a baby within the first year of our relationship. Now, I grew up without my dad around, so I promised myself that I would give it all. I would give it my all to ensure that my baby had both his mom and dad in the picture. Now, fast forward to the present, we now have three children, ages 7, 5, and 1. Well, my husband's an excellent provider for us, but somewhere along the lines, he decided that that's the only role he has in this family. I'm basically a single mom. I take care of the doctor appointments, cook, clean, bathe the kids, help with the homework, do the grocery shopping. You get the point. It's exhausting and has honestly worn me down. When he is off work, he spends his time sleeping and playing video games. Asking him to do things like mow the lawn results in huge fights. When I try to tell him how I'm feeling, he dismisses it and tells me that I don't know how he feels because I don't work. I don't work because he refuses to watch three children. The more years that go by, the more I fantasize about divorce. I realized that if you took the financial aspect out of the equation, nothing in my life would change if I divorced him. However, these thoughts come with overwhelming guilt of creating a broken home and crippling fear that I won't make it without him and would never find anyone else. What do I do? This guy checked out.
Well, it sounds like he was never in.
Yeah.
You know, some men, I guess it's that mentality is I am the provider financially, so you take care of everything else. You could start calling him DJ Khaled. Apparently, it's the same mentality.
Right.
You know, I'm the provider financially, and this is woman's work, and you married that old school mentality. But again, you picked him.
Yeah.
This is the man you chose, and if you want to keep your family together, okay, what's the alternative? You do get divorced, and then you're looking at having to get a job and put the kids in daycare and all these other things. So, you know, which is better, staying in a loveless... Is it a loveless marriage? I mean, he's not helping with the kids.
He's not around for the kids. He doesn't engage with them.
Is there any love there at all? Or is it just like you're in a roommate situation and he just pays all the bills?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to ask some more questions about that. I don't think divorce is always the answer if you're looking for it to be easier for you. I think it'd be harder for you. But here you go. If you get divorced, you have the shot of finding a man that comes along and he's your dream boat. But, I mean, it just sounds like you're just stuck in a really bad situation, and you keep making babies with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Babies will fix everything.
Yeah.
So, I guess my suggestion would be to stop making babies with him, concentrate on the positive, find the positive where you can, and...
Some counseling would probably help.
Yeah, counseling would help. He probably isn't going to go. But I think you just married a guy with old school mentality.
Yeah.
We just gotta pick better.
Is the old school mentality, the dad used to sit on the couch and the kids wouldn't bother him, the TV shows are, right?
Yeah, the father earned the paycheck and the woman ran the home and raised the kids. That's, you talk to a lot of people, that's old school.
Yeah.
Now the modern way of thinking is dad's super involved and at every, you know, little league game and every play and stuff. It just wasn't like that back in the day.
I know.
It really wasn't.
But it makes the kids happier when you see them with their dad.
Sure. With everybody.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just modeling what he was shown growing up. I wouldn't break up a home over it. I would try to concentrate on the positive since you said that was important to you.
Yeah.
And try to really focus on the positive things and creating things maybe you can do as a family that he would actually enjoy being part of.
Okay.
With the kids. Let's concentrate on the positive. Let's try that.
Let's do that. Let us know how it go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am. It's hard today.
I have a friend that has been separated from her husband, and our sons share activities together, and their friends also. Since her separation, when my husband is around, she is very flirty.
Well, you put your foot down on that.
She gets in his personal space. Now, I'm sure he loves the attention and can be flirtatious as well. He tells me not to worry about it. This doesn't happen every time we're together, but I've witnessed him trying to ignore her. But I'm to the point where she needs to be told to back off because it is unacceptable and disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
How do I tell her without damaging our son's relationship?
Well, who cares? Who cares?
There you go.
Your son will find other friends.
Uh-huh.
You go to, if it does damage the relationship, that's on her.
Boom.
But it's time for you to step up and say, look, I know you're going through a hard time, but back off my man. I don't appreciate the way you're talking to my husband and the flirting. It's got to stop.
Yeah. Kind of sexy.
You know what? Yeah, it is.
It is kind of sexy, yeah. Back off
but
my man.
Get off my man. He's mine. I'm sorry you're going through your stuff. Now, if she chooses to pull her son away from your son, well, that's too bad. Your son will make another friend.
There you go. Yeah, there's tons of kids.
Yeah.
But you cannot let that go. You can't.
No.
You can't.
Solid.
Solid advice.
Hey, that's short and sweet.
Sometimes they are short and sweet, Kelly. And if you like, go to KidNation.com and write our love expert. We'll do it again on Wednesday. But we have some money to give away. Play, Big Al.
We'll play.
Two raps and one break from Big Al. That's how we roll right there. Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Congratulations. You're caller number 13. What are you up to right now?
Well, I am sitting in my parking lot waiting to go to work.
Perfect. Okay, we'll make this fast because I know we're probably making you a little bit late for work. Let's go ahead and just step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Instagram.
Password accepted.
That's right, Carrie.
Girl.
The password has been accepted.
You have
been granted access to our bank vault, which means you go one-on-one with our banker. Dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. It could get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will get. Now, if you don't yell stop and that door happens to close on you, even if he says $1,000, still yell stop, you will get nothing. And we do not want that because it's day one of Beat the Bank.
Right.
Deal?
All right,
Carrie.
You can do this.
You can do this. We want you to win a ton of money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190. $220. $490. $520. $570. $610. $750.
Stop.
All right. $750.
Nothing to be ashamed of, girl.
That's a lot of money right there.
Look how much money you made in the parking lot of your job.
You carry.
I know.
Don't even go to work today. You already made your money, girl.
Call back, bro.
Just for fun, Carrie, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
$790.
Yeah, I would have bailed right here.
$860.
No, after this one, actually.
Well played, Carrie.
You got most of it, girl.
What you gonna do with that money?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to do something for myself.
There you go. That's what we want to hear, Carrie. You put that in the bank and do something for yourself when you get a chance. And you have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, hold on. No, don't bye-bye me.
Hold on.
We got to set you up.
I got to go.
Carrie's busy, okay? Carrie is busy. If you want to play Beat the Bank, we're playing again tomorrow. We'll hook you up with those passwords. 710 and 720 Central. And coming up next, we have a Kid Nation member update. Kim met her dad.
Oh!
Yes. Yeah, we'll get into it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So last week, we had an episode of Kid Nation, Where Are They Now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talked to Kim, and she had taken a DNA test. And through that DNA test, she was able to find her biological father, who she had been searching for a long time.
Long time.
And had found him, had been in touch with him, and she gave us a call to let us know that he was actually on his way to fly in and meet her for the first time ever. Well, that meeting took place, and Kim is on the phone with us right now to give us another update on how that went down. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey. Good morning.
Great. How are
Maybe
you?
Not as good as you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great.
All right. That's good to hear. That's a good start.
So your dad was going to land, and then he was going to drive straight to your house? Is that how the meeting was going to happen?
Well, sort of. I had to work, so I didn't get out of work until 3, and he was like, no, it's great. There's no time to check in to the hotel. And so he did all that. And then I got a message, hey, are you home yet? And I said, yeah, and he said, well, I'm on my way.
Oh.
And so I immediately went into like overdrive, and I told my daughter, I said, I think I'm going to pass out. I'm either going to pass out or tear up. One of the things are going to happen. You guys just be prepared. And then the doorbell rings, and I was like, oh. And my oldest daughter is 19, and she's stationed overseas with the Army right now. And she kept saying, I want to be there. So we didn't take the video because we thought that having her on the phone supersede all that.
100% it should.
Yeah.
100%.
So she, we hurried up to get her on FaceTime. My son, he's so funny. He runs upstairs and he yells out the window, "Hold on just a minute. She'll answer the door. She's trying not to pass out."
Meanwhile, your butterflies in your stomach are going crazy, and that walk to your door probably seems like forever, right?
It was a mile and a half long, yes.
You opened the door, or did you have one of your son open the door for you?
I opened the door. I had no idea he had gone upstairs to yell out that I was struggling so much. So I opened the door, and he's standing there, and it was the longest hug I have ever had. And now I'm like, well, you should have videoed it, because, guys, it was amazing, and I was crying, and I'm sure he was crying, and it was just the greatest feeling in the world.
Did you say anything, or was it just an automatic hug? It just hugs.
It was just, well, and I told him, I said, "I'm sorry it took so long. I was trying not to throw up on you." My first word.
Okay. Awesome.
And what'd you guys end up doing? You finally invited him in, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we invited him in, and he met my dogs, and I always let my judge and my dogs be the judge of character, and mm-hmm. they immediately loved him, so I figured, okay, this guy is cool.
That's close. Yeah, all right.
The dogs immediately loved him. My son immediately loved him. So we sat and talked for a little bit, and it was so natural. Everything just, it was easy. It wasn't awkward, except for those first few minutes where I thought I was going to pass out. Nothing was awkward about it. So we sat and talked for a little bit. And we had been joking the whole time about going out and getting ice cream and having an ice cream date. And so we went, and I treated him to real Mexican food, because no offense to anyone from Tennessee, but South Texas has the best Mexican food.
That's right.
So we went and had Mexican food, and then we went to a local ice cream shop, and he treated us to ice cream, and I got to bond with the kids, and got to see my son dance, because my son loves to dance, and that was his big thing, was I want to see him dance in person. And then we just sort of hung out, and we've gone to the beach, and it's a whirlwind.
Did you have any of those moments where he said something and you said, "Me too"?
You know, not with him yet, but when he talks about my sisters and my brother, I'm like, yeah, that.
So you have a lot in common with the brothers and sisters right. You have through him.
Yes, and it's been so weird, because I never had sisters. I had two older brothers growing up, and then when I found out I was adopted, my birth mother had another son, so I have been full of brothers.
Wow.
And always wanted a sister, and now I have four. I have four sisters and another brother, and so it's amazing. And the sisters, except for the youngest one, we're all pretty close in age, so there is a lot that we have in common. And even the brother and I were like superhero geeks, and you know, so that's been fun talking to them. So yeah, when he's talked about stuff going on with them, it's been like, yeah, I did that same thing, or yeah, I had that same game, or you know, just things like that. So as much as I feel like he's missed out on a lot, there was still things that I'm like, well, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I keep forgetting, we also got to celebrate his birthday while he was here.
Oh, you got to celebrate his birthday while he was here. That's awesome.
That's
Kim.
Very cool.
Yeah. His birthday was on the 1st, and I sat down, and it took me a while, but he's lamented several times about missing out on the first 36 years of my life. And so I put together a photo album from birth until now.
Wow.
And then the kids' birth until now, and pictures from my wedding and things that he's just, you know, not been there for, that I felt like,
yeah,
that, you know, he'd want to see.
Did he tell you at all that he had been looking for you? Was there any of that conversation?
He had no idea.
He had no idea that he had a daughter. Until the DNA test happened, and then you were able to find him.
Yeah, until his brother called and said, "Hey, did you know a lady that went by this name that worked at a nursing home?" Yeah.
And then
it
happened. And he welcomed you with open arms. Do you remember the first words he said to you?
No.
Yeah, you probably blacked out.
And that's why you should have been videotaping.
It's better.
That's
her daughter,
all right.
Her daughter got to watch it on FaceTime, which is far more important than a video.
She can tell you.
And I do know, it was something about being Barney Rubble, because something about, I told you I looked like Barney Rubble or something like that, because for for all these years, not knowing who he is, I've called him, I've referred to him as George Harrison. I'm a huge Beatles fan. And so I'm like, oh, you know, George Harrison, my dad.
That's funny.
And so he's like, I'm no George Harrison. He's like, and he texted me that I'm more like a Barney Rubble. And so I think that he said something about Barney Rubble. It's back there in the recess of my mind. But
that's great.
He's just, he's a genuinely nice guy. So I'm... It's exciting.
We're so happy for you, Kim. And look, if you're out there listening and you're in the same on the same road that Kim was on, keep chugging along, because eventually, hopefully, you'll get to where she's at and get to meet your parents for the first time ever.
That is an awesome story. It's going to be a great Lifetime movie.
Yeah. And Kim, right? The nursing home romance.
Yeah, right.
That created a beautiful child, and then they met 36 years later.
Yeah.
Kim, thank you so much for sharing your story with Kid Nation.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity. It's been amazing.
And enjoy the time with your dad. I'm glad you guys finally got to connect and meet in person.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, enjoy your time with him. I don't know how much longer he's going to stay there with you guys, but hopefully it's a lot longer than most people get to spend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most people just go in for a weekend, and hopefully he's there for... How long is he going to be in town for?
He is 4 days, but I have already planned. Yeah, I've already planned a trip to go to Nashville and meet everybody else.
There you go.
In November.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, if you need any tips on what to do in Nashville, you know, JC's your guy. He's Mr. Nashville.
Yeah, we had a blast at Nashville over the weekend, but yeah, my buddies went a little too ham on the planning. Well, have fun. Kim, thank you for sharing, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, Kim. How cool is that?
It's a great story, man.
I had no idea.
If other Kid Nation listeners have some really great stories, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
Share them with us.
Give me the goosebumps when she told me she was walking towards the door.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.